smearing after smearing my tears, I with folded hands spoke like this. There is no purport for this, so we move on to the next verse. So the translation is, O my Lord, devotees who engage in the transcendental loving service of your lotus feet have no difficulty in achieving anything within the realm of the four principles of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation. But, O great one, as far as I am concerned, I have preferred wanting to engage in the loving service of the lotus feet. This is Uddhava's continuing. So you will see the purport of this divine Srila Prabhupada. It's a short one. Those who are associated with the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets achieve all the bodily features of the Lord and appear to be the same as Lord Vishnu. Such liberation is called Sarupya Mukti, which is one of the five kinds of liberation. The devotees engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord never accept the Sahyujya Mukti or merging in the rays of the Lord called the Brahma Jyoti. The devotees can achieve not only liberation but any success in the realm of religiosity, economic development or sense gratification up to the standard of the demigod in the heavenly planets. But such a pure devotee as Uddhava refuses to accept all such facilities. A pure devotee wants simply to engage in the service of the Lord and does not consider his own personal benefit. Om Ajnana Tibalandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Enam Sri Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamagi Tatati Svapadantika Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadhu Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna. So this chapter 4, what's the title of the chapter? Vidura approaches Maitreya. Now chapter 4, text number 1 to 8, it's describing about Krishna is preparing for his own departure from the material world. The Lord is departure from the material world. And at that point in time, Uddhava meets him. This is about 1 to 9. Ours is 14, isn't it? 14 and 15. So 9 to 23 talks about how Krishna instructs Uddhava. And at the time when Maitreya Muni arrives at the scene. Now verse number 24 to 36. Which is the end of this chapter. Uddhava departs for Badrikashram and Vithura leaves to meet Maitreya Muni. This is the scenario set up. Now when Krishna, the Supreme Lord, when he planned for his departure from this material world, he gave instructions to Uddhava to go to the Badrikashram, right, where a lot of rishis and sages are there. Now, one may wonder, you know, why the Lord has asked Uddhava to go. Because Krishna himself is revealing in the later verses that he says, Uddhava, you are not inferior to me in any aspect. You are always free from the three modes of material nature. Because Uddhava is as good as Krishna. Because of his absorption in Krishna consciousness, Uddhava has almost become like Krishna with a bluish complexion. He has almost turned like Krishna. This is absorption. So if someone is turning bluish, we know that they're Krishna conscious, right? Not necessarily, right? They're very fair also, they could be in Gauranga consciousness. Right? Is it? No, it's not like that. But this Uddhava's case is very, very, very unique in the sense that he almost became like Krishna, because Uddhava, anything he'll eat, he will offer to Krishna, or he will eat only the remnants of Krishna's food. He will not touch anything else. Any dress he wears, it will be only the remnants of Krishna. Right? His whole life, you know, is Krishna consciousness. Anything will be a remnants of only Krishna or Krishna Prasad. This is how Uddhava was. But this is at a very high level. Then Srila Prabhupada also talks about devotees and pure devotees. We have to watch this statement. We'll talk about it in a minute. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says devotees and then pure devotees. Right? So Srila Prabhupada is slightly making a differentiation. Right? We will go into that a little bit later. So, purport is very important. It's a short purport, but still it's quite important. We'll discuss maybe a few things what Srila Prabhupada talks about. Now, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that how if one worships or associates with the Lord, one gets a form like the Lord, Swarupa, right? Swarupa Mukti. And Srila Prabhupada also talks about the five kinds of liberation, right? So we'll talk about the five kinds of liberation, isn't it? That's our goal. Is it our goal, five kinds of liberation? No. Let us see what our goal is as we move across. So there are five kinds of liberation. This is for everyone, right? Whoever has got a human form of body, human life, human body, they can achieve to get this four. It is a fact, right? That's why, you know, there are literatures, Vedic literatures and scriptures talking about this. So there are five kinds of liberation. The first one is Salokya. You get the same residence where the Lord is living. But we sometimes see that all the people want permanent residence in Australia, PR. But the real residence is to get the permanent residence in Vaikuntha, not in Australia. I see so many students, you know, sometime back, I can't remember, I asked one of the students, you know, as usual. They are quite Krishna conscious. At the same time, sometimes they were a little bit morose too. I said, what's the problem? No PR. But here it says PR in Vaikuntha. This is the aim. But anyway, this is also a Vaikuntha planet, right? So, fine. In a sense, you know, they also want a PR, you know, here, because most of the devotees, as you see, close to Bhakti Bhavan. They always come here and do some service. So, it's okay. They're aspiring for a local PR, and then that may lead to a permanent PR. Okay. Then the second one is Samipya. Constant associate or personal associate of the Lord, like Uddhava. You can achieve that. Constant, right? But that is a work we have to do, okay? We can't achieve anything, right? We have to work for it. And then, Sarupya, same features as the Lord. Get the same features as the Lord. This is also possible. And then, Shrasti, the same opulence like the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, if you watch carefully, is mentioning that devotees engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord never accept the Sayujya Mukti. So what is wrong with Sayujya Mukti? You have to understand. What's wrong with it? See, Sayujya Mukti, I just referred somewhere else also. We'll talk about this and then we'll come back. Sayujya Mukti is of two kinds. The one is Brahma's Sayujya and Ishvara's Sayujya. Brahma's Sayujya means by the cultivation of impersonal knowledge. Right? Impersonal knowledge and practice. What you do? You merge into the effulgence of the Lord. And the other one is Ishvara Sayujya means like in that also there are two categories. The first category is if you practice the Patanjali yoga system, right? nice yoga system for the body and all that, you may end up entering into the Lord's form or demons. Demons we see Shishupal, Dandavakra, right? Or they entered into the body of the Lord. That is also a liberation. But Srila Prabhupada says it's not for the devotees. Why? He also gave a clue in the first line. Because this, see, liberation itself is very good. Right? Why? Because a person is free from the material miseries of life. Right? Because right now what's happened? The matter is associating with the soul. See, we are eternal and unborn. Right? All of us are spirit soul. We are unborn. But the body is created by what? The three modes of material nature, right? Has created two kinds of matter, body. The gross body and the subtle body, which is surrounding the soul. And that is making it very, very, very difficult for us to realize that we are the spirit soul. Right? We should have some mark, you know, achieve, you know, goal. Now the Vedas are saying that one has to realize that he is a spirit soul. Then only, you know, the spiritual platform starts. And then he can progress. And that is liberation, right? Liberation means the material, the matter should leave the soul. Right now, we are a combination of body and matter. The body and the matter, they are together like this. So what happens? Sometimes we know that we are the body. Sometimes when you do Krishna conscious, chant nicely, hear the lecture and all that, we know to some degree we are not matter. But the moment you go and associate with the three modes of material nature, you will not know that you are the soul. When you go into the cool room, you have to feel cold. Right? You will not feel warm. When you are in the three modes of material nature, you have to identify with the body. That is how it is. Right? Why? Because it is said that manifesting within the mind, the three modes of material nature induce the living entities to get attracted to the created bodies and created sense objects. Krishna is eternal. We are eternal as part and parcel of Krishna. The body is created. Material nature is there to bind the senses and the sense object. So there should be a force. Matter cannot move on its own. So the Lord has created the material energy for the attraction between senses and sense object. What is body actually? The body consists, as I said, of two forms, right? Gross body and subtle body. Right? The body is a bag of senses. Nothing but a bag of senses, right? So when Krishna says you are not this body, that means what do you mean? You are not the bag of senses. When you are not the bag of senses, it means no sense gratification. No sense gratification. As long as there is a very, very tiny pleasure in each of the senses. Every senses. There are 10 senses, Krishna explains. 10 gross senses and one subtle sense, which is mind, which is internal. You cannot see the mind. It is there. But how it works is all the input from the senses will go into the mind and then later on the mind will dominate. That's how the mind works. The mind is created in the mode of goodness. But the senses is created in the mode of passion. Passion means unlimited desire. All the senses, right? 10 senses are there. The 5 knowledge acquiring senses and the 5 working senses. What is it made up of? Krishna explains in 3rd canto. It's made up of mode of passion. What is mode of passion? Unlimited desires. So any sense, right? You feed the senses, you will not be satisfied. So Krishna says, forget all the senses, you use it for my service. How long can a person think that if I drink a cup of coffee, I'll be happy, or a tea, right? How many times are you going to drink a tea in your lifetime? The more you drink, it's like a fire. You keep on putting, Can you burn a fire by not putting fuel? So the more one first time you take tea, then second time, two times a day. Ah, nice, three times, four times, five times. It will not stop. Because how can you stop a fire by not putting fuel into the fire? You have to stop the fire, right? The fire has to stop. So we have to stop sense gratification. Then only you realize that you are a spirit soul. No matter whatever sense gratification, all the senses you put, right? You are not going to realize you are a spirit soul. Not at all possible. Because there are three modes, right? Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Right? Now, if the soul is here, the ignorance, mode of ignorance, somewhere way that side, there is no relationship. Mode of passion is also a little bit better, but still it is somewhere. But the mode of goodness is almost synchronized with the soul. Right? So what happens if you are in the mode of ignorance and passion, which is sense gratification, cigarette, smoking, drinking, alcohol, sex, all these things, right? What happens? The consciousness is the mode of ignorance and passion. The soul is here. No way they will know. You go and talk to a people in a city, okay? Mataji, if you're selling books and all that, right? They will never understand. They will laugh at you. What are you talking? Soul. I know only shoes soul. I don't know spirit soul. I don't know spirit soul. Or I know when I'm taking spirit, yes, I can realize my soul. That's men can give it. Ladies can give it about slippers because they like it. Men can talk about spirit. No way. So, Krishna explains to Uddhava. Krishna has given a lot of instruction in the 11th canto. It would be very nice to read the 11th canto. One of the instructions Lord is saying, Uddhava, why is Krishna is telling to Uddhava? Because Uddhava is a pure devotee for us. Otherwise, Srimad Bhagavatam will not be spoken, right? So he's saying, you conquer the lower modes, mode of passion and ignorance, by keeping yourself in the mode of goodness. And then with the mode of goodness, you practice Krishna consciousness and you transcend the three modes. As long as you are in the three modes, you will never know you are a soul. This is Krishna's instructions. Because the body is matter. How can you know when you enjoy the matter, right? You can only enjoy matter or you can realize soul. You cannot do both in hand. So as long as sense gratification is there, forget about soul. It's not at all possible. Impossible. Right? So Brahma Jyoti. So yeah, the point I was trying to say is I deviated from the point. So this material world is full of miseries because the material energy will not leave us. See what happens innocently, okay? You try, when you are young or something, we don't know, we do some illicit activity, like for example, whatever it may be. You drink a coffee, which is possible. Most of the time, India, you have coffee, tea and all that. Or for example, in the case of boys, smoking or something. You get attached to certain things, right? And what happens, immediately the mode of material nature binds you. It will not give you free. Then later on, even if you think, I want to leave smoking, it will not leave you. Because it binds you. Krishna explains this in the 14th chapter. It is the three modes of material nature which binds a living entity. Not the living entity is binding to the three modes. Why? Because Kapila Muni is explaining the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that the living entity's attachment to matter. The living entity, instead of realizing it's a spirit soul, is attached to matter. Okay? And it misidentifies as a body. And because of the attachment, his dream situation continues. Because he has chosen the wrong field of activity. See the connection? Right? Instead of choosing the right field of activity, which is devotion service to the Lord, because we identify with the body, and we think it's normal. Family life is okay. Everything is good. Normal. Again, in the 11th canto, it's a little bit tough to... one of the verse, it says that the living entity, right, accept the roles as man and woman. Actually, I am a soul. Everyone is a soul here. So what happens? These persons here, they accepted the role of men. And these souls, they accepted the role of ladies. Then what happens to the material world? What happens? Having accepted the role of male and female, the living entity unite in sexual relationship. Actually, they are soul. And what happens then? They want to expand their happiness by having family, children, etc., etc. What happens? They get exactly the opposite result. Bhagavatam says. Can Bhagavatam be wrong? Right? So once again, living entities, a spirit soul, they accept the roles of males and female. Having accepted that, they are bound by the material nature, so they unite together in sexual relationship to expand their happiness. But they get exactly the opposite result. They'll never be happy. Any married person, right, if you ask, they'll say, I wish I should not have married. Any brahmachari, anyone you ask them, I think I should marry. They'll say, if you ask me, never marry. Because it's a bondage. But one has to go through the ashram, because the material nature is very tough. You cannot renounce artificially also, right? Unless you are a very pure devotee. So one naturally goes through the age process, you know. So brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, detachment, then sannyasi, total detachment. At that time, you are not attached to the body nor bodily relationship. It's easy for you. You experience, oh, that time when I asked my wife for a cup of milk, what did she say? She didn't say, get lost. Okay, that's all good experience. All this helps us. Otherwise, you know, as a brahmachari, you'll say, oh, my wife will always give me something. You'll think like that. So the experiences is very much you learn from the life, you know. So that is where one has to go through the experience, and then he's fixed, yes, I don't want. No matter, I don't want. So this helps. So this is a Vedic culture. That is why no matter in India, right, whether you are, you know, you say that you're a pure devotee or not, the parents will get married to you. No matter. In one way it is good. Because at that time they cannot think. See, my son is doing a course in Melbourne University. He has chosen his own course. But fortunately, somehow, you know, he picked up a dentistry course. But some other person, right, they pick up a wrong course in the university, right? They want to do some commerce. Then they realize, oh, I'm not for commerce. I'm a salesperson. I want administration, something like that. They choose a wrong thought, a choice they make, right? So, in the case of India, right, what happens is, regardless, you know, they get married to you at the correct age. Now, what happens is, whether you like it or not, it's an experience, you go through that. And then later on, you realize, yes, after getting Krishna conscious, yes, okay, everything is going on. And then you have to plan. Now, brahmacharya is over, grahastha is over. That's the, you cannot come back. Now only two more left, vanaprastha, detachment. And then sannyas. These are the two things for a grahastha, basically, for a person who is in. So, once you are married, it's not that, you know, it's bad or something. But that, you have got a choice. Vanaprastha is there, sannyasi is there. For brahmachari, the advantage is there. They'll get double promotion. They need not have to go to grahastha. So, from brahmacharya to no vanaprastha, sannyasi, it's easier. So, in that way, you know, it's easier for them. No family bondage. So that is why, in a sense, you know, it is good. But nevertheless, you know, Krishna consciousness is acting on the soul platform, you know, spiritual platform. So it doesn't matter whether, you know, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, you know, always think of Hari. So, alright. Now, there are two kinds of liberated souls. Because it's liberation, I thought we'll collect some points about liberation, right? There are two kinds of liberated soul. The Srila Prabhupada says, one soul, one kind of liberated soul is favored by the Lord. Right? Because you're doing devotion service, what happens? The Lord favors you because he is a person. Right? When someone on the road, you know, you try to help them, you know, they say, thank you very much. Oh, nice seeing you like that. They're just a stranger. But day in and day out, if you do service to Krishna, he's a supreme person. He's not an ordinary person. Supreme person. He will definitely reciprocate with you. See, one of the salient or important feature of Sri Krishna is that other gods, right? They give something and they'll say, get lost. This is the mentality, basically. But with Krishna, what happens, you know? The Lord not only saves the devotee, protects the devotee, he gives shelter at his lotus feet. No other god does that. It's a big burden. That's why Lord Vishnu has taken maintenance. Right? Other gods, they just leave and go. I don't want this. But Vishnu, he likes to give for the devotees, right? Protection at his lotus feet. Which god? You think of the god. No one gives protection at his lotus feet except Krishna. So this is a kind of a god we are dealing with. So we should take the best use of a bad bargain. Having got this body, right? We should get the best use of Krishna. So one is that it's divided by, favored by the Lord, and because of that, the Lord gives him four kinds of liberation. It's not a business, but the Lord likes the devotee because of his constant devotion. Because of that, he is given four kinds of liberation, as we have mentioned, right? What are the four kinds of liberation? Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya, and Shasti. Four kinds of liberation. Lord is giving. But there is another class of liberated souls. How do they become liberated? On their own effort, by impersonal aspect, by studying something, Vedas. I know much, I know everything, I don't want Krishna. So on their own, they try to transcend. But they sometimes do it, sometimes they may not. Once they transcend, what do? They get liberation in the Brahma Jyoti. Because they don't like Krishna, they don't have any attachment for the Lord, then why will the Lord give protection at his lotus feet? So these kind of people, they are not favored by the Lord. But yet, because the Lord is kind, he at least places them in the Brahma Jyoti. Right? But having said that, don't underestimate Brahma Jyoti. Okay? Brahma Jyoti means there is happiness, happiness, and only happiness. Just think of a situation, right? When you go, you will be happy. When you go to upstairs, most of the people here in Brahma Jyoti only. When you come to the class, you are happy. When you go upstairs, happy. When you do a service for Krishna, happy. When you come to the temple, happy. This is Brahma Jyoti. But this is spiritual life. But I'm just telling you a glimpse. Brahma Jyoti means happiness and happiness. Everywhere happiness. Body is happiness. Because there's no body, spiritual body, right? Satchitananda Vigraha, you get. Right? Either you get it or you're in that state, Satchitananda. Right, Brahma Jyoti, Lord's effulgent. It is only happiness. But there is no service in that state, right? But a soul is very, very active by nature. A soul, Srila Prabhupada says, in many instances, that not a single moment we can be free, right? We'll be doing something, we'll put in the glass, scratching in the glass, or digging the nose. Nothing is there. Nothing is there. I saw yesterday a very bad scene. One of the guy, you know, he was doing like this, he was putting his nose, next minute he's putting it, he's biting it at that. It's a fraction of a second. Just, you know, see, the signal, how long it stops. 30 seconds or 40 seconds. Within that, I just had a look, you know, because it's hot day, but let me see what the others are doing. He did like this, he did like this. And then, really, I'm not, just yesterday, so its memory is there. Fresh memory. What is going on? This is Kali Yuga. Unsteady nature of the mind. Right? Krishna explains that the mind is fickle in nature, right? But this is the height of fickle, you know? Fickleness. Height. How, within a fraction, they don't know what they're doing. It's completely under the mode of ignorance. Mind is wandering like anything, Kali Yuga mind. Now, with that mind, how can you chant? Impossible. So, that is why chanting, very, very important, the Lord's name. Because Krishna and Krishna's name is non-different. There's no difference. Because the Lord is absolute. Krishna and Krishna's form. Krishna's prasadam, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's devotees, there's no difference. Absolutely everything is spiritual, right? So only by chanting we can fix, because the mind is right now wandering. Why it is wandering? Because when Lord Vishnu, right, Mahavishnu glances at the, you know, Pradhan, okay, what happens? Everything is set into motion, right? The three modes is, it was, see, when the three modes is in equilibrium, then everyone will be a spirit soul. I see you as a spirit soul, I'm a spirit soul, I'm happy, happy. But when the three modes is set into motion by Mahavishnu glancing, then comes, today had a worst day. But the day is the same. Yeah, it's a worst day. Yesterday was horrible, today is better. Tomorrow I don't know. You know, three modes of nature is set in motion. It will harass everyone. Bodily problem. How are you, Prabhu? I'm okay. Yesterday I took too much pizza. Today stomach problem. Who asked you today? I took it, you know, because it's prasadam. I want to purify myself. And stomach problem. Three modes of harassment. Right? It will induce a living entity to get attached to the created objects and created bodies and sense objects. That's why bodies were, even though this body is a nuisance, nascience, right? But still one is attracted to the body. Why? Because of the three modes of material nature. Look at the monkey's body. Have anyone seen the monkey's body? Vrindavan? The lines will be going across. But the male monkey and the female monkey body, they are so much attractive. Imagine, I'm giving Bhagavatam, the lice are going all over my body. From here to, you know, cockroaches and all that. Then how will it look like? But there are microorganisms which you cannot see. But if a chemist comes and puts the microorganism in my body, he says, what kind of body have you got? There are a lot of germs in your body. Like how Brahma's body is a manifestation of this material world, our body is a manifestation of microorganisms. Right? There are millions of living entities taking shelter. So I am like a small Brahma. I am giving shelter to a lot of living entities. But that living entity is going to kill me. But for Brahma, it's not. So this is our body. So many, you know. So this is our body. And because of the three modes, it attaches. Right? It induces the mind. Actually, the mind itself is a maya. Why? Because the mind is a material object. We think that, oh, we are the best devotees, right? I'm chanting. No, I am the pure devotee. No, the mind is maya. If you analyze, what is mind? Mind is a matter. Matter means belongs to the material energy. Material energy means three modes. So our mind itself is our best enemy. So Krishna gives this process in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6. How do you control? Arjuna is saying for us. Is Arjuna a person who cannot control his mind? No, he's talking for us. Arjuna says, I can control the wind, but I cannot control the mind. Krishna says, yes, I know, I created like that. What? How can we overcome that? By suitable, by sense detachment or renunciation and suitable practice of devotion service. So you keep enjoying and you come to this side of devotion service, the mind already automatically gets controlled. So this process of controlling the mind is very, very important. Why? Because uncontrolled mind leads to repeated birth and death. Controlled mind leads to liberation. If you keep enjoying, the mind is uncontrolled. Repeated birth and death. Controlled mind. Liberation. That's what the subject is, liberation. Right? Five kinds of liberation. But as devotees, we don't aspire for Sayujya Mukti. Never. Even though I say happiness, happiness, happiness. Right? Why? Because I didn't complete the topic. I start deviating. The soul is very much spiritual in nature and it's very active. So, when the soul goes to Brahma Jyoti, which is only light, okay? What happens? For example, tomorrow, I'll tell my wife, okay, I will build a big mansion in Albert Park. Everywhere light. Light. Happiness. She will say, okay, build it. And then, I don't want anyone. I will be all by myself. I will give you a big room. I will have a big room. Only light. light. Right? What will happen after 3 minutes? I'll say, what are you doing? She or she will come, what are you doing? See, we cannot be inactive. We'll be very active. So Brahma Jyoti, when it goes, what can it do with the light, active person? It has to fall down. So when they fall down, they do like philanthropic activities and all that, you know, like welfare activities, building hospital, education center, Monash University, Ching Chang Chung Wa, whatever his owner, you know, things like that. Melbourne University, they do that, or hospital, Alfred Hospital. It's good for the body, but nothing for the soul. If you don't know anything about the soul, how do you get liberation? Liberation starts by enquiring. Srila Prabhupada says, right? After so many troubles, problems, all that, one should enquire. Am I this body or am I beyond this body? Right? I'm getting this birth, death, old age, disease, which are the 7 kinds of problems in the material world. What are the 7 kinds of problems in the material world? I've given a hint, 4. What are the other 3? There are 7 kinds of problems in the material world. One cannot avoid. Birth, death, old age, disease, adibhautik, adiatmik, adidevik. Adibhautik, trouble caused by other living entity. I may be going on the road, someone else can hit me. Like you see the example, right? Janeshwar Prabhu's wife, right? Someone else came, you know. She helped someone else and she said goodbye. And she came back without knowledge and hit her on her knee. The knee got scratched, completely squashed and crashed, whatever you call. See? Trouble caused by other living entities. And then trouble caused by the own body and mind. Prabhu, today are you chanting? No, why? My mind is not okay. But we are chanting for the mind to be okay. When the mind is not okay, you have to chant. You cannot say, I've seen many people say, my mind is not okay, so I'm not chanting today. That's a wrong phenomena. If the mind is not okay, chant 32 rounds. If the mind is not at all okay, chant 64 rounds. I wish the mind is not okay all the time, so that I could chant more. This is how you should see. When the mind is okay, you chant 82 rounds. That way also, because when the mind is good, you chant and you get realization of the spirit soul. Right? So in any case, you chant Hare Krishna mantra. That is how we should do. Okay? So that is about Brahma Jyoti. Running short of time. So, anyway, there are innumerable number of Vaikuntha planets. And a devotee will be transformed or promoted to any of the planets. Right? There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. You need not have to say, think, okay, what is happening? This PR, right? Before, you know, in 2005, they took 10,000 Indians. In 2012, they take only 8,000. My brother wants to come. Will he get PR? This problem is solved in Vaikuntha. You will get PR for sure. Why, how, if Krishna, if I go, if Goloka is full, I'll be the last person like the Mumbai, like the Mumbai train. What happens if they kick me out? I have to wait for the next time. And back to Kali Yuga will be over. Don't you worry. The Lord has got innumerable Vaikuntha planets. He can accommodate into one. You will get permanent residence. For sure. Guarantee. Right? That's not a problem. So your devotional service will never be wasted. Then Srila Prabhupada says in the purport how the devotees can not only achieve liberation but also success in the realm of religiosity, economic development or sense gratification. Right? And then in the next line, Srila Prabhupada says about pure devotee. Okay? So Srila Prabhupada very subtly categorizes devotee as devotee and pure devotee. Right? The religiosity, okay, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, right? There are 4 things which Srila Prabhupada mentions, right, in the purport, which means out of the 4, right, the 3 are, other notes. I've written a lot of notes, but hopefully, you know, we may not be able to complete all of them because of the shortage of time, and it will be boring also. You say, already you have spoken enough, come on, when are you going to wind up? Right. So out of the four religiosity, right, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Okay. Now three belongs to the material world, which is dharma, artha, and kama. Moksha is beyond the material world. And in that moksha, Srila Prabhupada is talking about five kinds of liberation. Okay? And moksha, we have seen that if, as a devotee, if you are favored by the Lord, then you end up into getting four liberation. If you are not favored by the Lord, you have to merge into the effulgence. Is it clear so far? Okay. Now, there is one more religion. Fifth religion. What is that? Love of God, that no one knows. No one knows. Except if you come in the parampara line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You go and ask other sampradaya. I'm not trying to tell you. They know service and all that. Up to that liberation, that's it. Love of God, very difficult. So this love of God, whoever is doing, that will lead to a pure devotee. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. So what is the qualification of pure devotee? If everything is in the purpose. Udhava refuses to accept. Okay. By such a pure devotee as Udhava, he refuses to accept all such facilities. Okay. What are all the facilities? Religiosity. Economic development. Kama. Okay. They don't want religion. Religiosity means the gopis of Vrindavan. They left their husband and children to please Krishna. What kind of religiosity is that? A lady can never leave the husband and children to please some other man. Right? They left religiosity. This is a level of gopis. Krishna is admitting at the end. The gopis want Krishna to admit. Yes, that, you know, that accept that, you know, we have done so much to you. Why don't you say that, you know? Say something about it. Then finally Krishna accepted. Yes, you are the best. No one, you are the best devotee, the topmost devotee of my devotee. No one can, you know, equal you. So big, why? They left religiosity. Not only the dharma, and then artha, economic development. Srila Prabhupada says, Udhava, he does not care. They don't care, devotees. They don't care where they live. Srila Prabhupada, right? He left Vrindavan to come to USA, which is a hellish planet. For what? To give Krishna. Right? But when I came, I saw. In Australia, do they have yogurt? When I first time came, because I like yogurt. They said, you get dairy yogurt. Oh, that's good. In Australia, do they get water? Because someone said it's a desert. You get water and all that, right? That's okay. So, I make a calculation, plan calculation such that, okay, what is a dollar rate? Anyway, we'll be better off going there. Okay. See, this is a calculation I have made. But the calculation Srila Prabhupada made was, he left Vrindavan, Krishna's abode, and came to hellish planet, USA and Australia, to give the science of Krishna consciousness. So this is a pure devotee. Now we know, right, what's a pure devotee. So a pure devotee wants simply to engage in the service of the Lord and does not consider his own personal benefit. He will not consider his own personal benefit. That is a pure devotee. Why? Personal benefit means for the body. Soul means for the Krishna. Atmendriya Preeti is Kama. Krishnendriya Preeti is Prema. Anything you do for you is Kama, lust. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, attachment, illusion. These are the seven things in the material world which binds you. You should have lust for my enjoyment. You may not have in a gross level, but a subtle level. No, I want to eat. I am eating prasad. I want to live in a big house. I'll keep Krishna at the center. What is wrong? Nothing wrong, isn't it? But I want to keep. I and mine. They don't have the contradiction. Go to preach. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Goswami said, Go and preach this science of Krishna consciousness to the Western country, English-speaking country. Prabhupada left Vrindavan. No consideration. Material benefit. He did not care, when I go to USA, will I get my, you know, meal? Krishna took care of him. Pure devotee. The Lord personally took care of Srila Prabhupada, right? This is a pure devotee. So this is a level I'm trying to say, right? Or, see, if I may do devotional service for one of the four kinds of liberation, you know, or to free myself from the material miseries. But Srila Prabhupada is already a pure devotee. The pure devotee, they would like to give only Krishna consciousness to others. Then, this is the final one. I tell you, I'm truthful. I'll finish off with this. Because I thought I like the statement. Srila Prabhupada says, devotees can achieve anything, right? Not only liberation, but also success in the case of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, etc., etc. Okay? Now, I just went a little bit deeper into that. Devotees can get liberation. Devotees can also get religiosity, economic development, sense gratification. Can't understand. Contrary statement, right? In other words, what Srila Prabhupada is saying is, if you are a devotee and practicing Krishna consciousness, you will get money, wealth, etc., name, fame, all that. And then you will also get liberation by that. That means there are different cadres of devotees in devotees itself, right? I was thinking. Now, I found an example. Right? It's a good example. Now, just read this. If the devotee desires devotion service of the Lord seriously, then he is blessed by the Lord according to his desire and progresses in devotion service. Instead, a devotee desires material religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, etc., etc., from the material world, he is also rewarded these results. Srila Prabhupada said somewhere else, I tried to find out, and Srila Prabhupada says, I was trying to really, you know, work out this, figure out, maybe my mind is, you know, could not. Then somehow, I got the reference. Again, searching only. In 6th canto, Bhagavatam, it is proven. You got the point? What I'm trying to say? Or you're lost? Srila Prabhupada says, for a devotee, there are different cadres of devotee. Right? If you want devotion service, the Lord will favor. But as a devotee, if you want material opulence also, it's up to the Lord, mind you. It's not you. The Lord can still give you opulence, etc., etc., and still you can progress. Okay? Now in 6th canto, an example between Indra and Vitrasura. Right? I just read it a little bit better. Rather than me talking, I'll read this a little bit better. Indra, although a devotee, was very much interested in... Indra, although a devotee, was not very much interested in release from material bondage. Instead, he desires sense gratification and a high standard of material happiness in the heavenly planet. Krishna gave it to you? Correct? Vitrasura, an unalloyed devotee, aspired only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord arranged for him to go back to Godhead after his bodily bondage was destroyed by Indra. It's a very, very high topic, right? So this is in 6th canto. You can learn more about it. Vitrasura is a devotee, pure devotee. In his previous life, he was King Chitrakirti. So he became a demon because of the curse from Mother Parvati. But the scenario is that Indra wants, still is attached. He's a devotee of Vishnu. Vishnu, okay, gave him. And Vitrasura wanted to go back to Godhead. Vishnu felicitated. Okay. So this is the point I want to finish off with. Thank you very much. Any quick question, comments, corrections? Okay. Thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Premanam.